Dominicana. Soy de aquí, de un paraíso espectacular. Aquí de todo, como nosotros, no hay otro igual.
Soy de allá,
de un país infinito que te abre sus brazos y te recibe con su amor. Dominicana.
Dominicana.
Ay, sí.
Del mejor corazón.
Ay, Dios.
Yo soy de pura sed. Yo soy dominicana. Dominicana.
Ay, sí.
Del mejor corazón.
Ay, Dios.
Yo soy de esta tierra.
Yo soy
dominicana.
Fuerte el aplauso para nuestra reina del merengue, Milly Quesada. Oye, qué sabor.
Ay, nuestra reina indiscutible.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba se necesita una cosa de gracia y otra cosita. Soy capitán, soy capitán.
Welcoming you to the 237th live episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring Peruvian sonero and comedian Melco Chita. Born Pablo Villanueva. We're listening now to his version of La Bamba. The next track is Lagrimas Negras. Thank you all for tuning in. It looks like we have 3 listeners right now. If you'd like to join the chat, you can do that by going to tilde.chat/Kiwi Channel Tilde Radio. We opened with Mas Dominicana by the great Dominican merengue artist Mili Quezada. Mocochita was born September 17th, 1936, in the barrio La Victoria of Lima, Peru. He was known in the 1950s as Pacocha when he and his brothers created the band Son Cubillas. He recorded various Latin music albums produced both in Peru and New York, achieving some hits in the salsa market. Mocochita also, as I mentioned earlier, acted as a comedian on Peruvian TV in the shows A Reír, Risas y Salsa, and Recargados de Risa. He's also starred in the feature films Gemelo Sin Cura and Novayan. He was nominated for the Latin Grammys in 2019. That would have been at age 83, I believe, for his song La Momia. And with that, we'll listen to his version of Lagrimas Negras.
Aunque ya han muerto todas mis ilusiones, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono,
en mi sueño te colmo de bendiciones.
Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío, siento el dolor profundo de tu partida y lloro sin que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras.
mirada tranquila.
Cansado como un viejo. Soy mulato oscuro, tengo la mente en mi sitio y soy bueno de salud. Bravo yo, porque tengo sentimiento, tengo sangre de africano y canto con gran virtud. Bravo yo, yo sé que llegué en la tumba, el sincero ya. We'll be right back.
Quiero Amanecer. The next track is another cover, Son de la Loma. I'd like to thank Gemlog, one of our regulars, for tuning in, not from Terrace, but from Hazleton, British Columbia, Canada, where he's staying with his friend Henry, who is fine vintage from 1942 and a formulating chemist. Hello, Henry, from a microbiologist in DC to Gemlog's friend, a chemist. I hope you're enjoying these tunes. We've got plenty more coming up. Abusadora, which I believe is a cover of Wilfrido Vargas's tune. Boogaloo and Descarga later on. I want more great tracks that'll go all the way through the hour. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a great conclusion to your week and happy holidays. Very glad Gemlog has joined the chat, so it's not just me, myself, and I, like the De La Soul album.
Son de la loma y canten el llano.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Henry. Hopefully you're enjoying these nice tunes and what I imagine is a very chilly December evening there in British Columbia. We're coming to the end of Son de la Loma now. Our next track is Son Africano. That is a great point, Gemlog. Oh wow, this sounds really cool. For those who don't know, Tilde Radio is an internet radio station where anyone can sign up to be a DJ and broadcast music to an Icecast server that then can serve up the broadcast wherever you are throughout the world. I indeed had no idea about this until 4 years ago when I started this show. 4.5 years. Actually, it would have been June 2021 when I started the Copacetic Music Hour. I listened to so many different kinds of Latin American music throughout college and graduate school that I decided, why not spend some time sharing this with everyone who's interested and spread the joy of this music in the English language speaking world and the whole world in general. For those who don't know, Son Cubano has very strong African roots, especially from Nigeria, Senegal, and Mauritania. Lomé, the capital of Togo, I believe. There's definitely been historical cross-pollination between Cuba and Angola, Cuba and the Congo, Cuba and Cameroon. hear some Togolese guitar or something on this track.
Dame tu mano pa llevarte a Guaque.
There's a great song you both might enjoy from the Angolan artist Ricardo Lembo called Africa Havana Paris. That's a great point, Jim Wong, about the Afro-Cuban influence here. Melcochita is from coastal Peru, but I'd argue that coastal Peru has more in common with Pacific coastal Colombia, Caribbean coastal Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic than the interior of Peru, which I've highlighted musically in prior episodes, that has, you know, a lot more post-Inca Andean influence. It's really Quechua folk music, what you might consider the bluegrass of Peru. And then the jungle, you know, three different cultural geographic regions of Peru. La Costa, the coast, La Sierra, the mountains, and then La Selva, the jungle, the last one, of course, has more commonalities with the Amazon rainforest in Venezuela and Brazil. I guess maybe a bit in Bolivia as well. I've also featured the music from that region. That's incredibly interesting and unusual. There's psychedelic cumbia music from that part of Peru that I've featured in the distant past. It's really different from anything I've ever heard. And with that said, let's continue listening to Saca la Mano. Some more background on cumbia music. It's from what I know, it's a particular rhythm, but there's many variations. As I mentioned in Gemlog, there's variations in each Latin American country. But as I think of it, it's a particular rhythm that comes from Colombia, and just from what I'm seeing in Wikipedia, from funeral traditions in the Afro-Colombian community, I imagine from the Caribbean coast, probably, you know, Cartagena, and so on. There's definitely Central American cumbia, amongst others, that I hear quite a bit in this region, in the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia. Just because we have the largest Central American community by far in the U.S., I think maybe second to Los Angeles. I know there are parts of Northern Virginia that have the highest proportion of Salvadoran immigrants of any area in the United States. But where I'm going with that is I hear quite a bit of Salvadoran cumbia out of businesses and automobiles in this area. With that, let's listen to another Afro-Cuban style, Garacha. This is A Garacha. From the Oriente of Cuba, where Celia Cruz originated. That's where Guantanamo is.
Fiel.
para ti.
Is a regular Steve Martin for us Americans. An incredibly talented comedian and musician. I guess he doesn't play banjo though. But personally, I enjoy son cubano more than banjo music. Sounds very different from the Wilfrido Vargas tune. Maybe it's a completely different tune, or I got the covering order in reverse.
Tengo que pedir, no sé lo que pedir. Tan solo quiero estar en paz. ¿Qué culpa tengo yo? Si todo se perdió, mamacita rica, tú lo quisiste así. Entonces, ¿qué quiere de mí? Más el llanto que lloré.
Si fue por ti, no sé.
Tú te fuiste de mi vida.
Thank you.
That we have less than 5 minutes left in the main episode. But don't go anywhere, we have plenty more tracks after that. This next track is Boogaloo and Descarga, maybe recorded in the early 60s. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Henry, for tuning in. Always great to have new listeners here on the Copacetic Music Hour. I'll be posting an archive of this episode shortly after the top of the hour, and there will be a rerun tomorrow to enjoy this episode again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or I believe either 0-100 hours UTC or 2300 hours UTC. I feel like it's 2300 hours if I remember the DST conversion, right. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Let me see who we have scheduled for next week. And we've restarted the recording. My apologies again for the technical difficulties. I was about to say who we have scheduled for next week. Next week is the group Azteca. January 2nd, the week after that, Fonseca. We've got about 3 minutes left of the episode. And plenty more tracks after that. Starting with Caimio y Marañón, next track here.
Y no quieres aprenderlo, cobarde.